It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's roving, rambling, and what, roaming reporter? What's going on out there, Ruth, while I'm working on my synonyms?
Well, you could not neglect talking about the many No Kings rallies that were held around the region this weekend on Saturday in protest to the current administration. There were record numbers, people said, up in Salisbury, probably 500. Cornwall, 300. Kent, more than 300. Loads of people just very concerned about what's going on in the country. Creative signs, lots of cheers and chants, and it was just a microcosm of what went on around the whole country this weekend.
But no bricks.
No, it was very peaceful.
No, because the in certain other and then there were places that was pretty interesting. Where they did not have the turnout, anywhere near the turnout that was expected.
Well, certainly strong turnout here. And Housatonic held its graduation on Friday night. It was a beautiful evening. As I said before, they decided to move it out back onto the lawn, did away with the tent that's been there for a couple of years, and it really was...
did it work?
Worked beautifully. We were very fortunate.
It was beautiful, and all I could think of was... Wow, they got that one right. But was it evocative of earlier graduations when?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. Sitting up, the speakers up on the steps, and the audience on the grass and the lawn with the graduates, obviously. This is a class of I think 99 kids, and from what was said, it was an incredible class. They really were academically amazing. They have going to great colleges, civic-minded. A lot of them did community stuff, and socially minded, and very good to their classmates. Got along very well. Lots of accolades. Peter Vermillier, the chairman of the Social Studies Department and a beloved teacher, was chosen by the class to be the guest speaker. He spoke about greater works that kids will go on to do in their lives. There were sportsmanship and citizenship awards were given. The stirring speeches by the valedictorian and salutatorian. The valedictorian, Manny Matsudera from Cornwall, really touched the heartstrings of people, talking about he lost his dad this year, who was very close and was his soccer, came to every soccer game, but died before he could see Manny get a fantastic goal his last game. And what an inspiration his dad was to him. Really touching. And Tess Marks was a salutatorian, and she spoke about humanity and the need for people to come together and work towards their communities. Pretty neat kids. And the Community Award of Merit, I think that's what it's called, that they give to somebody each year went to David Moran, who is a teacher at Agri-Science Department Chair. And, again, a very he's into scouts, and he runs the Envirothon group. And so all in all, it was a beautiful evening and a beautiful ceremony. And, of course, there were ceremonies in each of the elementary schools. Those go pretty quickly. Kids are, classes are kind of small, but lots of speakers, and everybody's happy. Also, last week, two seniors put on a program. This was their senior project about Haiti, and they became really very involved in working towards saving Haiti and or helping Haiti. And they brought in speakers. They put on a program last week and brought in speakers who are activists for Haiti. And then they had artwork made by Haitians, and they had food, Haitian food, and trying to raise money for these projects to help out I must say I was quite impressed by these two young women who were very articulate, and it showed, it reinforced that this class really was a pretty special class. Yesterday, Lieutenant Governor Susan Bicewitz was in Cornwall. She goes around the state holding veterans assemblies to honor them. So this week she went to Cornwall on Monday. This is for Korean and Vietnam veterans locally to be honored. And tomorrow she will be in Sharon. For those who want to go, it's at 11 o'clock at Sharon Center School. I've been to these before. It's very, very moving, and the veterans certainly appreciate it. So these are free. Come and honor your veterans.
But that's just Korea and Vietnam?
Mm-hmm. Those are the basic ones. They've done the earlier ones before.
Nothing with Iraq or any of that?
This is just, it's announced for Korea and Vietnam.
Okay.
I'm sure anybody who comes will be honored. And yesterday, the Cornwall, this is part of the housing project that they're doing. This is at the Potter House. They are giving, Ginny Potter has donated two parcels of land for affordable housing, and those two houses were put in place. We've seen a few of these modulars come in. We see them up at Perry Street in Salisbury for affordable housing, and it's quick and faster than building them on site. So.
And then how does one get the housing? Is there a lottery or?
In most places, there's a lottery. Yeah.
So I mean, am I incorrect in thinking that demand far outweighs supply?
Yes.
Okay.
You are correct.
Okay.
In all these towns, I mean, here
well,
in
yeah.
Kent,
I know, I know, I understand it. It's also it just.
Kent has. I don't know the number for affordable housing. I know the number is like 40 for the senior housing, the little Templeton Farms we have here. So, yeah,
and
huge demand. And why not? Look at the house prices.
No, it's ridiculous.
Look at the housing transfers. Somebody was saying they were doing an article on them, and the number of transfers lately in Salisbury were all well over $1 million.
Well,
I think there was one for $5 million.
They're saying the median price for a single family now is over $1 million in Salisbury. So a lot of people are just SOL.
And rentals are, I know here in Kent, are people can't afford them. Small apartments for $2,000 a month each way for so long and then move on. Yeah, it's a real, well,
It's not funny, but it all ties into a problem that needs to be solved.
Yes, it's all connected. If you talk to people, affordable housing comes into
right.
it.
Yeah, there's a lot of projects on the books right now around the corner. But another thing is getting all the approvals you need to do anything. It becomes, for anybody, a lengthy process that sometimes delays projects for a year, year and a half. Well, by the time you get that far down the road, inflation alone has now changed your price. So there needs to be a way to clear out some of the...
So many commissions are easing up on some of these regulations, realizing...
Yes, some of them are. But
And you also have people, as you say, like the person who tore it down, wealthy people who have the means, and if they don't, in this some cases, can tie it up, affordable housing projects for years, as we've seen.
Yeah, oh yeah, they saw that with the Holly Block down in Lakeville.
Absolutely, and the one in Falls Village.
Mm-hmm. And, well, already, too, the proposals that are being floated around for the Pope property in Salisbury, there's already so much opposition in the mix
mm-hmm.
that I really don't see them having... I don't even think we're going to get there, frankly. I don't like to say that, but it's just, you know, not in my backyard.
Yep.
Right, and it's everybody clutches their pearls about not in my backyard, but then they're out there not in my backyarding, and that's no disrespect. It's understandable. It's just, again, it's a bigger problem than just not so simple. And you guys know way more about the Pope property.
And speaking of controversy, we're having
institutional history on that, institutional knowledge that I have none of, so I can't even speak to that. All I can talk about is, you know, as an observationalist of what's going on, and you know.
Let's turn to Kent for a minute. We have wake surfing issues on Lake Warramog. There is a meeting tonight here in Kent. There's a lot of controversy over this one. Protect Lake Warramog is a group, a coalition to ban wake surfing, which I had never heard of.
What is it? Since I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, it's this sort of, it's like a...
Is this the one where they put a machine in that creates the waves and stuff?
Yeah.
I was going to say, in a lake, you're going to have to do something mechanical to do that.
Apparently you make
like
waves.
Skiing, right? It's just like,
and you can hook up ski people. I'm not quite sure, but it's...
you're making me
that's,
feel...
That's interesting. I didn't know they ever tried to do that in a natural lake. They do it in places they made for that. But
that's
got to be very disturbing to the place. So.
Yeah.
Long Island Sound's not that far. Well, they don't have good waves there. You have to go outside of the barrier.
Well, so anyway...
Or Hawaii.
This group is obviously, I assume, local residents who are opposed to it. So they're... there is a hearing tomorrow, tonight in Kent, and it's supposed to be. I hear it's going to be kind of packed, but who knows?
It's
a touchy situation.
Or is everybody?
And lastly, Books and Blooms is this weekend in Cornwall. It's the Cornwall Garden Weekend. On Friday, there's a presentation about what makes a garden a garden. And Saturday are a bunch of self-guided tours of four Cornwall gardens. This is put on by the Cornwall Library. It's one of their big fundraisers. And if you want tickets, contact the library. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So one last question: Is the lake surfing thing only for Kent residents, or is it for everybody?
Well, it's an interesting. The lake is surrounded is in three towns actually. Washington, Warren, and Kent. So I would assume it's a hearing, and you're going to have residents from all three towns there, I'm guessing. And, it's open. I mean, it's an open meeting.
All right, that's a new one. Just trying to figure it all out.
Yep.
All right, well, I guess it's time for you to go back to your roving and roaming and wandering, and we appreciate it. And... Can't can't wait to see what happens next. So thank you very much. Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's roving, wandering, and roaming reporter on Robin Hood Radio.